Something Came From Baltimore.
Welcome to Something Came From Baltimore. Well, Something Came From Baltimore is a jazz, blues, and R&B show, and it's not really about Baltimore. May 20th, 2022 marks the release date of the Mack Avenue debut recording of Joey Alexander. The album is called Origin and the Changes in the Air. Verve label is out, Mack Avenue Records is in, Standards are out, and Writing His Own Original Material is in. The glasses are out, and the more adult, sophisticated look is in. Also, on May 20th, 2022, Joey Alexander is in Baltimore. He'll be doing a two-day residency at the Keystone Corner. You got to check out the Keystone Corner if you're in the city or make plans to. It has great sight lines. The food is awesome, and it all really works well. Very intimate place to see an artist like Joey. The last time I got to chat with Joey Alexander, it was March 2020. It was right before the beginning of COVID-19 shutdown. The album was called Werner at the time, and he was only 15 years old. And we did this thing called 30 Questions in 15 Minutes, and it was pretty successful. It gave the audience an opportunity to kind of see different side of Joey. I have the link in this show notes. Let's get into the show, but first, let's check out a sample of the leadoff song on the album Origin. It's called Remembering. Joey Alexander, welcome to Something Came From Baltimore.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We have a great news. You have a new album coming out May 20th. It's called Origin, and you also are in the Baltimore market the exact same day of the release while you're playing at the Keystone Corner. So we can't wait to have you here. The album's called Origin. You changed labels. You went from Verve to Mack Avenue. Was that switch something that excited you?
Yeah, I think to me it's more like presentation on especially the music that I'm playing, and I feel like, you know, we share the same, you know, common ground vision. Yes, I'm so grateful to have Mack Avenue releasing all my original compositions for the first time.
This is our second interview. I talked to you for the Werner album, and it was it right at the time of the COVID shutdown. And how was that time period for you?
Of course, all of us, we are, you know, step back from our, you know, the pace that we have, you know, performing, touring. Yeah, I guess it gives me really a time to think and how to get better. And I guess because of that whole, I'm able to compose more music that I'm releasing, you know, Origin.
Where did you live during that COVID time period? Were you in America or did you go elsewhere?
At the time in New York for a bit. And then me and my family decided to stay in Bali for 5 months.
Yeah, at the beginning, New York, it felt very tragic because there wasn't any, you know, shots or any kind of way of seeing out of this pandemic, and people were really in a lot of pain in New York. So it was a scary time, especially since it's so crowded there. You had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah, and then there were not, you know, many performances that are lined up. I guess maybe I speak for all musicians, friends of mine who also are feeling the same, you know, impact as I am. So yeah, it was hard time.
Joey, you're going to have brand new audience on this album because glasses are out. I don't know if you're wearing contacts or you got LASIK. You also grew multiple inches and you look like a really
like a pinup guy, the girls are going to fall in love with you. I know it's so weird to say. And Jazz, you don't really talk about that, but your look has completely changed. It looks like you've grown inches. And what'd you do with the glasses? Did you you have contacts now?
No, I didn't. I still wear glasses, you know, when you see me performing, like, you know, for Keystone, for instance, I still wear glasses. But I guess for this shot, I wanted to, you know, create a different look, just different, you know, style that I wanted to share with people, you know, my music and how I, you know, show a different side of me.
Your album, I was able to get an advanced copy, spin it a little. It's very radio ready. It feels, well, this is predominantly piano. I mean, that's you. That this is has a, it feels like a shared vision almost, where there's multiple solos for a team.
Because when I first brought up the idea with me and my, you know, dad always kind of had this idea even before heading to the studio to, you know, bring all these musicians who happen to be in New York and, you know, just to see where the music can really take us, because we didn't really perform the music, we just play in the studio and had them really, you know, kind of being open to interpretation and see how they can contribute and bring their own sound to my compositions, bring it to life. So it was pretty amazing to see.
You're 18 now, correct?
Yeah, I'm 18.
How about that? How does that feel? Do you have any vision thing that, like, as of 18, I want to do X, Y, and Z?
Wow. I mean, I guess I'm just happy what I am doing right now, you know, to be able, you know, to travel, not only to travel, but to, you know, do the very thing that I love the most, which is, you know, to inspire. And not many people can get to do what, you know, the profession that I do, and to inspire people is, to me, is really a responsibility. And I'm grateful for the gift that God has given me to be that person to inspire others, and hopefully others will be that inspiration to others as well.
You are listening to Joey Alexander, and his new album is called Origin. Just a couple of housekeeping notes for you. Did you know that I have a sister podcast called The Beatles Come to America? If you love The Beatles and you love podcasts, then give this podcast a spin. It's a limited run. It's only 25 shows where we review all the American album releases. The link is in the show notes. Did you also know that Something Came from Baltimore is a show? It's a 30-minute show. More music, more talking, it can be found on thebox.com. The link is also in the show notes. And now, let's get back to the interview.
Yeah, I guess the origin for me is kind of, you know, which means to rise up. And, you know, we are all of us trying to rise up above the circumstances, and how we use that frustration into a source of inspiration. And yeah, that's what it's about.
The album is coming out on May 20th. You'll also be at the Keystone Corner the same day. We're going to do a couple of songs. We're just going to play segments of them. The first one is Winter Blues, which is already a single. It's out there. Can you say a couple words about Winter Blues?
It's definitely a fun song to play every time I perform the music. It's always feel as if it's the first time I'm performing it, because, you know, so many, you know, layers in the tune, and definitely having that pair, you know, Gilad and Chris was really a perfect pair for the song. And of course, I'm on this one, you'll be hearing me playing Rhodes, which I always love Rhodes, but I feel like this song really suits where I'm trying to get, you know, have that Fender Rhodes song.
Thank you. promise of spring. I could see this as a single.
Yeah, it's the first single out, and of course, you know, trio, just Larry Grenadier and Kendrick Scott playing, and yeah, it's a different change of mood, but I think musically, I feel like all the songs I've composed are, I try to bring some strong, you know, melodically and harmonically into every song. So yeah, I enjoyed every one of them.
The last song on the album is just a it's like a cocktail, like 40s lounge sound to it. You know, you brought out the brushes on the drums. Hesitation, that's a cool way to cap this album. Different sound. How'd that like evolve?
We don't really bring up, you know, the term, you know, hesitation, and especially, you know, during the pandemic, I think there has been a lot of caution and, you know, being just afraid to be going out and meeting friends, or, and I guess I was trying to that reoccurring team, you know, that things are uncertain and full of, you know, there's so much, you know, anxiety that we are facing in the world. And I just hope that, I guess, my music can bring that sense of joy and, you know, in this really uncertain world. And, you know, and, you know, we all have our own anxieties about how this pandemic has impacted us, and I hope music can bring us hope, basically.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, that 2 years that happened, it was very scary, you know, on a personal level. And then, you know, the way that the world handled it, or even our governments handled it, it got really confusing. But, you know, it's great to come out of it and to say, okay, let's continue our life. Let's continue to, celebrate each day that we have alive, because, you know, obviously there's no guarantee at this point. So it's a good way to say, let's make the best of what we have going forward.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
I got one more for you, Joey, and then we'll let you go. Dear Autumn.
Oh, wow. What can I say, but it's again, all the theme, you know, the encoded theme is always about, you know, being hopeful. And it's, you know, it's kind of my hope, you know, during autumn that, you know, when things, because how autumn is like, you know, harvest. So like, you know, when we harvest, you know, we are creative in the time, you know, we get to perform and, you know, all those things that as musicians we love to do. So I guess that's what the autumn is. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Can't wait to see you on the 20th. We can't wait to hear the new album. I heard it already, so I'm telling people ahead of time, they're in for a treat. I thank you very much, Joey Alexander, for talking to me again on Something Came From Baltimore.
Thank you, Tom. Nice talking with you too.
I hope you enjoyed the show today with Joey Alexander, and I hope to see you out at the Keystone Corner. The show is over. Have a great day.